trust.
That's a wonderful thing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Trust. Yes, we use that word in many ways, and we use that word as an excuse for not living what we really believe. If we say to someone, "I trust you, I know that you will do the right thing, I know that you are an honorable person, that I can believe in you," we don't believe in them. We don't believe in them at all. What a sad and what a strange circumstance that we don't believe in people. But that's the truth. We don't believe in people when we say, "I trust you." If a man says to his wife when she goes out for the evening, "Well, have a good time. I trust you." Well, he's saying, live up to our marriage vows. Live up to all the agreements we have made between us. And if a woman says to her husband, "Well, go to your convention and I trust you and I know that you'll have a wonderful time," she means he won't be hanky-panking around. What a way to live our life. We never want to trust anyone or anything. We want to live in the attitude of trust, but not in calling it forth from the experiences that are around us. Or if we ever say that "I trust you" to a person, we're saying to them, we doubt them. If we ever say, "I trust your dog won't bite," well, we feel that the dog might bite. If we ever say, "I trust that you have baked a good cake today," well, we are a little doubtful because perhaps the last cake wasn't all that good. The word trust should have a more sacred meaning to it. It should have a meaning to it that, like a bank would call a trust. It's a place where you can confidently put your money, a place where you can confidently invest your funds so that they will be there tomorrow when you need them, and perhaps even growing a little bit in the process. When you trust yourself, you believe in your own inner worth. And that's a very unusual and difficult thing to do. How many of us believe in our own inner worth? How many of us say, "I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer"? Do we trust that? Do we believe it? Do we act upon it? When we say some strange figure, do we then say the conclusion to that figure, knowing full well that it is correct? Or do we have a little doubt in our mind that the divine in us is really giving us the correct answer? Well, so long as we have this doubt in us, we're not trusting. So long as we have that doubt in us, the divine in us is going to be doubtful. The divine in us is going to come through as lack of confidence. For us to live our life and to live in happiness and harmony under all circumstances means that we believe in ourselves. I like me. I believe in myself. I know who I am. I know how I can be misunderstood, and I know how I can be confidently understood. I know all the reasons that I do the things I do, and I know all the reasons that people judge me for what I do. Now, if I truly believe in myself, I do not have any of those thoughts in my mind of what others will think of me. I have no thought in my mind of what I should do or how I should do it. I am that principle. I am that truth. I am that confidence. I am that expression of all that is good and wonderful and glorious. Each one of us has this privilege of being that way, if we want to. But it's not something that we have to do. And because it's not something we have to do, then we sometimes are reluctant to do it. Today is a good time to start out being confident in myself, and believing in myself, and believing that everything I do is wonderful and good. And when I speak my word, I know that my word goes forth to accomplish that for which I have spoken it, because my word reveals that which already is. And I guess trust is a lot like that too. Trust reveals that which already is. And when it reveals that which already is, wow, how wonderful it is and how great it is. When it reveals that which is already there, how magnificent it is that these things are complete and done. Yes, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? That's a wonderful way to have life be. To have life be the fulfillment of everything that is good and beautiful. Yes, think about it. Think about who you are and what you believe about yourself. I know who I am, and I know what I believe about myself. And I sometimes appear to have a little sadness that other people don't always recognize that. But the sadness is just an outward expression of wishing or desiring that people be alert and aware of the goodness that they are. For as people are good, and I know that, and you know that, and they look at you, they see only goodness. And as people are not that beautiful in their soul, when they look outside, they see something not so beautiful. Now, the only question that confronts us is, what do we see when we look out our window of our soul? When we look out of the window of our soul and we see the world that we have created about us, is it a good and very good world? Is it a world of magic and wisdom and beauty? If so, that's who we are inside, looking out. And if that's what you want, that's a trust beyond comparison, a trust beyond measure, a trust that is true for all of us. This is my reality. I live in this inner awareness, this inner trust. It's not a trust in something else. It's just a trust in the divine in me, fully expressing itself as the divine in me. And it's a wonderful, glorious, happy experience. And I tell you, it makes me so happy. It makes me so fulfilled. It makes me so complete. Because I know. Join me in this today. Know with me today how wonderful I am. How wonderful you are. How wonderful all is. Life is great. I love you. I love you. I love you.